I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, the four seniors of the Knoxville Girls Wrestling Program, Serenity Turner, Andy Branson, Callie Landis, and Alyssa McCreary. And Serenity, I'll start out with you. They announced 113 pins, which is an odd number, but 100 pins, pretty significant in your four-year career, back when you were going over to Pella and now here. What's that like, 100 pins in your career? No, you're not done yet.
Yeah, it's a pretty significant thing. You know, a lot of girls celebrate their 100 pins. We unfortunately did not realize when we got the 100 pins, so that's why we celebrate 113 instead of 100 tonight.
Your dual meet record, I mean the team dual meet record, has been pretty good this year. And, question for all four of you. What has been the big key in the duels and, you know, putting, stacking those points, pins, and everything together for you?
I would say having a bigger team this year and a more advanced team this year, too.
Andy, what about you? Has the bigger team, having more wrestlers available, really helped out?
I was just about to say that I think having an almost full like lineup definitely has helped out. And also just our weights where we have people are stacked. We have at least one or two good options for a weight class.
Callie, you've had a really good season, but as far as the team, how's that gone for everybody as far as getting those wins put together?
It's been awesome. I think it's just great that we all have, almost all of us have like a whole nother gear under our belt, so that really helped.
And Alyssa, you've had a solid season yourself too, but as far as the team, how has stacking those victories helped out everybody?
Everybody works really hard, so that's what I believe is getting all those wins, and everybody puts in all the effort they can.
All right, starting back with Alyssa here, how's your individual season gone? I've mentioned you in a lot of my recaps this year as far as finishing on the podium and some of those tournaments.
I think it's gone really good, especially compared to last year. I've worked my butt off to get where I am, and I'm actually really proud of myself.
Callie, I always joke with you and especially your dad. Who would have thought Callie Landis would be a wrestler about 3 or 4 years ago, but you have really taken to this sport. What's been probably the most fun thing about this besides winning?
I love practicing with Serenity. It's so fun.
What's that like to have someone like Serenity that you obviously look up to, but she obviously makes you better in practice?
It's awesome. She's the one that got me to go out for wrestling. Otherwise, I would never be here, so I'm very thankful for her.
How's Dad Landis? You wanted to be a sprint car driver at some point in your life, and now that ship has obviously sailed. But wrestling has become kind of your sport, I think.
Yes, he loves this. He kind of loves to come and watch. He's always trying to get there, even if my sister has something. So,
Andy, you've been kind of a career wrestler here as well, among other things. How's the season gone for you? I've seen you at the top of the podium a couple times as well.
It's gone kind of up and down. It's been here and there. I'm at a new weight class this year. I've been seeing a lot more ranked or just like really well-seasoned wrestlers and opponents in my brackets, and that's kind of definitely made it tougher.
What's been like going to another weight class and maybe seeing different girls from the year before?
Well, it's been a little bit different. It's definitely not as big of a change from 170 to 140, but it's just, we see a lot of teams with ranked opponents at 135, so it's been tough. But I've been working really, really hard to try and do better.
Serenity, your record and everything speaks for itself, but just kind of assess your season, senior last go around. You got some big goals here in the next couple weeks, I know.
Yeah, so actually this year, stats-wise, I'm not doing as good as last year, but I would say that's good for me because those losses have really taught me a lot, and I think it's preparing me for, regionals and state.
Regionals are coming up as we're talking to four Knoxville girls wrestling seniors, Serenity Turner, Andy Branson, Callie Landis, and Alyssa McCreary. Like we said, Serenity, you've got goals of not only getting to state but placing very high in your weight class. Regional first, what do you have to do to get through some tough opponents and a different class altogether for the whole team?
I have to cut down to 105. 110 has Katie Biscaglia, and you know her. She's three-time state champ, not really looking to be a state champion. So I'm going down to 105. Cassie McAllister is in my region. She's a pretty solid wrestler. She has been undefeated except for one match this year. And so she's going to be a tough match at regionals, and then after that, state is just on from there.
Andy, what about you? You know, what do you know about your region and what you have to do to maneuver through that?
I have a few good girls in my region, but if all goes well, I should be seated nicely, and I mean, all I can do is try my best. There's definitely girls that I know I can beat in our region too, so that's good.
Callie, what about you? You know, what are you looking forward to most in your region, and maybe getting through there and you know, getting that top two to make it to Coralville?
I'm just hoping I can go back in there and beat some of the girls that I've already beat in our region, and go do my best against the top girl and get out of there hopefully. And yeah.
Alyssa, you know, same question for you. What's you know, what's the your region kind of looking like, and what do you know about it? What do you got to do to hopefully get to top two in there?
I know I've wrestled some girls in my class, and I've won and lost, but I just know I need to work on taking my shots, and I do believe in myself as long as I stick to taking my shots and believing in myself.
All right, last question for all of you. Pretty big crowd, second year of the program. What's it like to kind of share this with the middle school girls, and they all kind of look up to you now and say, hey, I want to be like Alyssa, Callie, Andy, or Serenity?
I think it's really exciting. I was very happy to see how many girls went out, especially because I know a few of them, and I'm actually really proud of all of them.
And Callie, I know you look up to, you know, girls like Serenity, but there's some middle school girls that probably think, wow, Callie Landis, I want to be like her when I get to high school.
I think it's awesome. I mean, it's only my second year, but I've tried to, like, go out there and prove myself, and I hope that they try to do the same and do their best and keep growing the girls program. All that, like, it's growing all over the state, but I hope that Knoxville keeps growing their girls program too.
Andy, you know, it's been, you know, kind of a nice career for you, but you see the future. You know, what's that like to kind of see them and maybe mentor them here for this year and the last couple years?
It's awesome. It's been really cool. Me and my dad have been able to get into a few of their practices and kind of help out and show stuff, and that's been really awesome. They're great learners. They really want to work hard and want to get better, and Pepper's an amazing coach for them.
And Serenity, I know a lot of junior high and elementary girls have looked at your name on the state qualifier and think, hey, I want to do what Serenity does. What's that like to, you know, have a girl come up to you and says, man, Serenity, I want to do what you do when I get to high school?
It feels amazing. That really brings me back to, you know, my middle school years and how much I really enjoyed wrestling. And I look at them and I see little me, and it makes me so excited to be able to have, you know, not just one middle school girl going out and having to wrestle boys, but a whole team getting to have an entire duel with another school. You know, that's so amazing. And this year I really just wanted to be able to coach them. You know, I tried to be a volunteer coach just so I could be around them more, but unfortunately that wasn't possible. But that's what I look forward to after college, is to coach. So,
all right, Serenity Turner, Andy Branson, Callie Landis, Alyssa McCreary, girls, thank you. Good luck in the regionals.